Hello everyone, it's Charlie C again, and we are about to start on our 21st episode of Study Skills 101. The purpose of this podcast is to once again use science and expert knowledge to teach you good study habits so you can ace those university exams. Today, we are going to talk about time management. Time management is a concept that can haunt us all, regardless of what stage of our life we are at. However, part of the purpose of studying at university is to develop those skills and learn to manage our time carefully. There will be times, as you become an adult, you need to have those skills, and you will be thankful that you learned them when you were younger. Throughout our podcasts, we have talked about subtle ways to become more efficient as you study. These include actively reading a textbook, so you only read something once, explaining difficult topics to your classmates so you can transfer them from short-term to long-term memory more efficiently, etc. We have also set up a study schedule, whereby you schedule all of your day and write things out. Now let's talk about how to stick to that and make sure you still get everything done. There is something to be said about mind over matter. If you tell yourself you have all day to do something, you will not be the most efficient. You will goof around, not take time seriously, and think to yourself, I have all day to get this done. That is usually the kiss of death for progress. However, if you approach this from the opposite direction and tell yourself, I have 2 hours to get this done, or I have 1 hour for this task, you will be amazed at how you can manage this limited time and get things done. Part of why this works is that if you give yourself a time limit and stick to it, you will be forced to complete the task on time. There might be times where you have to realize that a B+ is good enough, otherwise you won't get everything done, but that's okay. It's much better to get all of your tasks done satisfactorily, maybe not perfectly, but done well enough. So the next time you find yourself stressed about getting everything done, stick to that study schedule strictly, and make sure you get everything done even if it means a B+ rather than an A+. It's better that you complete all of your tasks decently than get an A in one assignment and Fs in the others. I hope you find this helpful. Until next time, happy studying.